Welcome to our podcast series, Maintaining Healthy Nutrition in Pediatric IBD Patients. During this series, we will discuss the important role that diet plays in the management of IBD, focusing on maintenance of good nutrition, enteral nutritional therapy, as well as the specific carbohydrate diet. You will hear from medical professionals as well as two parents who have firsthand experience implementing enteral nutritional therapy and the specific carbohydrate diet. This series is sponsored by the NASPGHAN Foundation for Children's Digestive Health and Nutrition Foundation, along with the North American Society for Pediatric Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition. A special thank you to the Woodward Crohn's and Colitis Foundation for providing support for this series. I'm Dr. Lindsay Albenberg, chair of the program and a pediatric gastroenterologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Today's podcast focuses on enteral nutritional therapy. Our faculty today are myself, along with Nyla Williamson, a clinical pediatric dietitian based at Seattle Children's Hospital. I'll just give a little bit of background and then we'll get right to it. So we know that Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis are very common and that their incidence or their development is increasing around the world. And currently, the mainstays of treatment for these diseases are medications that are targeted at the immune system in inflammatory pathways. And so because of that, many of the medications that we use are immunosuppressive. And, you know, we know that they are effective and that side effects and adverse events are extremely rare. But given that they are inherently immunosuppressive, side effects and adverse events are possible. And we have a lot of increasing evidence that diet and the gut microbes may play a role in the development of IBD. And so we're starting to consider therapies that target these aspects as well. And we do, in fact, have a dietary therapy for the treatment of IBD, particularly in Crohn's disease, called enteral nutritional therapy. And this is a therapy that has been utilized for a long time, almost four decades, and it's actually first-line treatment for Crohn's disease in many parts of the world. So I'm going to ask Nyla at this point. So Nyla, what is enteral therapy?
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me. So enteral nutrition therapy is a dietary treatment for Crohn's disease where regular food is replaced either entirely or partially by nutritional formulas or shakes that you can buy, you know, at the grocery store or through a medical supply company. As opposed to most of the other dietary therapies promoted for the treatment of inflammatory bowel disease, enteral nutritional therapy has substantial scientific evidence supporting its use. Studies have shown that it is as effective as steroids at inducing remission.
Yeah, and I think, Nyla, one thing that's really interesting about enteral nutritional therapy is that we know that it's effective, but we don't really know how it works. So the mechanism of action is largely unknown, but there are a lot of thoughts out there, and there's more research being done to figure this out. So people have thought, could it be a direct anti-inflammatory effect or a positive effect of the formula that you mentioned itself? Are we excluding something that could be potentially harmful in the regular typical diet? Or maybe by totally changing the diet and replacing most of the food or all of the food with formula, were allowing for significant changes in the gut bacteria. And, you know, I think it's also important to mention that even though we don't know really how it works, we know that it works. And as you mentioned, there are a lot of studies that support its use, including a really interesting study by our Italian colleagues in 2006, where they actually took children with Crohn's disease who were newly diagnosed, and they randomly assigned them to start therapy with either enteral nutritional therapy or steroids like prednisone. And then after 10 weeks, they found that the patients in actually both of the groups were feeling better, but what was really interesting is that the patients in the enteral nutritional therapy group, they actually, when they did colonoscopies after the therapy as compared to before, they had better healing of the tissue on follow-up. So, you know, there is some suggestion that enteral nutritional therapy may even work better than steroids, which I think is pretty amazing when you think about it. And Nyla, I know that you are an expert in this, but probably a lot of people will want to know, how is enteral nutritional therapy done? How do we do it?
Yeah, sure. So typically what happens first is the patient and the family meet with the dietitian, and that dietitian works to kind of estimate their calorie needs. So how many calories, vitamins, minerals does the child need to sustain appropriate growth and meet all their nutritional needs. So in this treatment, 100% of the calories that the child needs are provided with the nutritional shake or formula, and it's done for 8 to 12 weeks until the patient is in remission. So the patient's labs are monitored during the treatment, and the treatment's continued until they're in remission. Sometimes, or, you know, typically along with the child being able to eat, you know, eat the formula or drink the formula or use an NG tube for the formula, clear liquids or water are allowed in addition to the formula. Sometimes, too, because of the, you know, just kind of the monotony of drinking the same formula day after day, we do allow, in moderation, peppermint candies just to kind of get them to have something else in their mouth, like a different taste. But so for maintenance of remission, repeated cycles like this can be done as needed, or patients are transitioned to maintenance medications once they're in remission. There are also studies that suggest that after reintroducing food back into the diet, that remission can be longer for those patients that continue to supplement their food intake each day with a few servings of the formula. Here at Seattle Children's Hospital, we also transition patients from enteral nutrition therapy onto the specific carbohydrate diet if the family is interested in that.
That's great. And I'll mention also that at my institution at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, we follow sometimes a partial enteral nutritional therapy protocol where, as you mentioned, the dietitian will calculate the calorie needs, and then we give the vast majority of the calories by the formula, so about 80 to 90% of the calories from the formula, and we do allow a little bit of flexibility in the diet where about 10 to 20% of the calories can come from regular food. And we have also found that it takes about 8 to 12 weeks to induce remission, and then in many situations we're able to slowly introduce more food during the maintenance phase by decreasing the amount of formula. We have found that frequently our patients overdo it in terms of the amount of food, and that does affect the outcome. So there really has to be a limit on how much food that they're taking, but we have found really good remission and response rates with a partial protocol. You mentioned the formula briefly, Nyla, but what types of formulas are used for enteral nutritional therapy?
Yes, so any formula that's nutritionally complete, meaning that it provides all the needed calories, protein, and vitamins for the individual. The formulas are typically manufactured in a sterile facility, so they're, you know, commercial products. But what we do know is that the formula composition does not seem to matter otherwise. Various studies have looked at different kinds of formulas with different kinds of protein, varying amounts of fat, and they all seem to be just as effective as the other. So what seems to be the most important is that you're replacing food or the majority of the food with the formula, and it's not necessarily a specific ingredient or composition of the formula that's important.
You mentioned flavor fatigue, and so I imagine there are different ways that you can do enteral nutritional therapy. What has your experience been? How and what are the different ways that nutritional therapy can be done?
Yeah, so it can completely be done orally. I've worked with many patients that have been able to last for the complete 8 to 12 weeks of treatment just drinking it by mouth. But it is hard. There is like the flavor fatigue, like I was talking about, where you just kind of get tired of the limited flavor options that are out there. So when that happens for kids and they're struggling to drink the amount that they need, you can use an NG tube. So an NG tube or a nasogastric tube is a soft tube that's inserted through the nose and down to the stomach that, and it delivers the formula. So often, you know, sometimes patients will start out drinking it by mouth and move to the tube if they're struggling later on. Some patients keep doing the oral the entire time, like I was saying, and other patients from the very beginning like the option of using the NG tube. So whichever route that the family and the patient is the most comfortable with and that they're going to stick with is really the best. And I've been very amazed, you know, and just proud of some of the patients that have learned to place their own tubes and how comfortable they've got. They really do a great job. Lastly, though, sometimes another factor in that decision-making can be cost. Some insurance plans won't cover the cost of the formula unless it's administered through an NG tube. So it really depends on the plan. I think more and more insurance companies are covering formulas that are taken just by mouth, but it really kind of depends on the plan, and that can sometimes be an important factor that the family's thinking about when they're deciding.
Great. And yeah, I've had a similar experience where it seems like, you know, some patients do very, very well by mouth. Some people do by mouth for a little while and then go to the NG tube, and some patients start with the NG tube right away. And so that's great information. Another thing that I just wanted to touch on is, you know, we know that with inflammatory bowel disease, that as with any therapy, it seems like there's some art in terms of choosing the right patient. So, and there are probably a lot of people who are listening to this podcast wondering if enteral nutritional therapy is right for them or right for their child. So how do we sort of pick the right patient for enteral nutritional therapy?
Yeah, the therapy has been shown to be more effective for some patients than others. There is more evidence supporting its use for those with Crohn's disease as opposed to those with ulcerative colitis, particularly too with Crohn's disease that involves the small bowel. However, you know, some providers and even some families with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease that affects the colon, they want to give it a try. And I think that there's no harm in that. That kind of brings into the other part of it that it's the right therapy for someone that wants to give it a try, you know, a family and a patient that's motivated to give it a fair chance. And it really, I think, is important that the whole family, the child, and the parents be on the same page and working together to make it work, because it is a diet treatment, and so that impacts the whole family with the eating, you know, of that child being different. I'm often really surprised which families and kids are successful, and so I think that means that it just shows that it's really important for providers to discuss enteral nutrition therapy with all patients who have the potential or that they think might have the potential to benefit from it, so that they can make the decision for themselves compared to their other treatment options about what they think is going to work for them.
And, you know, I think when as providers, we're always thinking about different therapies in terms of benefits and risks and side effects. So can you share with us, what are the benefits of enteral nutritional therapy?
Yeah, the benefits are many. So this therapy lacks immunosuppression, so there's no suppression of the immune system and no, you know, potential side effects that go along with immunosuppression. Additionally, it has a great positive effect on growth and bone health, which is you know, contrary to some of the other treatments that are used that are actually harmful on bone health. So it can really not only treat the inflammation, but also help the child to grow and have healthy bones and be very nutritionally healthy. Another benefit of it is that it actually heals the GI tissue and the lining of the GI tract, which is a benefit that you don't see in some of the other treatment options. Overall, there is data to support improved quality of life with enteral nutrition therapy. It sounds really hard to those people that haven't given it a try, but when it is working, patients start to feel better, and they often start to feel better very soon and have a lot more energy. And so I think that this just really helps to give them the motivation to continue.
I would completely echo those benefits. Those are, you know, the benefits that I've seen as well in my patients and also, of course, in the literature. And I think probably people also want to know the other side of this. So, of course, what are the downsides of doing this therapy? So why might someone not want to do this therapy?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the most obvious reason or downside that someone might not want to do this therapy is because it doesn't sound very appealing in terms of the food. You know, there's no food allowed, and so that can be kind of an overwhelming thing to think about. But in terms of other side effects, it's very generally well tolerated, and usually side effects are very rare. And the ones that do occur are pretty mild in the grand scheme of side effects from a treatment. They might be nausea or vomiting, abdominal pain, increased gas, or diarrhea. And typically, you know, when you begin the therapy, you might continue to have some of those symptoms, but they improve with time as the body adjusts to the change in diet and as the body starts to heal and benefit from the treatment. So it's very rare that you need to, or that a patient would need to discontinue the therapy because of the side effects. As I said before, too, with the flavor fatigue, that can be a side effect or kind of a downside of the treatment, and NG tubes can be used in this situation. But at Seattle Children's, and I think around the country using this treatment plan, it's as long as we're encouraging kids to drink when they're hungry and stop when they're full, that can really help to minimize the GI symptoms that they're experiencing. And as they feel better, their intake is just going to increase because overall their health is improving.
Well, it certainly sounds like there are a lot of benefits, and I think we've both seen those and really limited side effects. We've certainly covered a lot of information in terms of enteral nutritional therapy. I think it's definitely worth having a conversation with your child's provider if it's something that you're interested in. And thanks so much, Nyla, for sharing your knowledge of this therapy with us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So with me now is Kimberly Stroop, who is a parent who has lived and breathed enteral nutritional therapy with her sons, and we're really thrilled to have a parent perspective here. So Kimberly, the first thing that I want to ask is, what advice would you give to parents who are considering enteral nutritional therapy for their child?
I think for us, we started with just asking a lot of questions. We really didn't know a lot about it. We had just heard, and our doctor had offered it as a solution. So we talked to him. We talked to a nutritionist. We also talked to a behavioral health therapist to see the impact on our kids. And then we ended up talking to other parents who had kids that did it. I think I would have liked to have had my kids talk to some other kids, but we didn't think to ask that. I think that would have made them more comfortable placing the tube the first time. But I think it's just really asking as many people as you can get a hold of to get their experience and their take on it.
That's great advice. And you mentioned the NG tube. We've talked a little bit about enteral nutritional therapy and that it can be done orally, but there are challenges surrounding that, and so many families choose to go the NG tube route. But as providers, we sometimes hear reluctance in terms of the NG tube itself. And so I'm wondering what your experience was, what your son's experience was. Was it a struggle to get your child to be comfortable with the tube?
Well, we had both of our children do it one time or another. Our oldest was 15. He had been struggling with Crohn's for 3 years and couldn't sustain remission. So he was at the point of feeling desperate and tired of being ill. So he was more willing to do it. We definitely, though, that was where we had to have the behavioral health come in and talk him through it. He was having a lot of anxiety in regards to it. He'd had a bad experience of an NG tube placed when he was first diagnosed by actually a medical care person, so he was very scared of doing it himself. So we had behavioral health come in. We had a nurse come in. They helped him place it in a baby doll. They got him comfortable. They placed it in him the first time. So it really just having the staff support at the Children's Hospital was a really big deal in getting it done. My second one, he was 13, or no, 12 at the time. We decided to try enteral therapy with him because we'd seen such great success with his brother. He was a little more comfortable because he'd watched his brother for the past 6 months place the tube and knew what it was like, but he still started getting nervous. And so instead of doing the baby doll, my husband actually let him place the tube on him because he thought as a dad he should know what it feels like. And I was glad he did that, that I wouldn't have to do that. So, you know, it made it, we videoed it, we talked it through, and it kind of just, it helped my younger son be like, okay, well, dad did it, he let me do it to him, and then he walked into the bathroom and placed it himself. Both boys place it themselves every night on their own, so I think it's just a matter of talking through and giving them the resources to feel comfortable with it, and the parents acting like it's okay and being calm in regards to it.
Wow, he gets Father of the Year. That's really amazing. It seems, you know, just in my experience, it seems that when the patients start the feeds and they start to feel better, that the benefits of the therapy sort of outweigh the annoyance of the NG tube. So I was wondering if that is, you know, was your experience.
For my oldest, it was, as I stated, he couldn't sustain remission. We went through methotrexate, Remicade, Humira, and he would be healthy for 3 months at the max, and then he would start spiraling down again. So after having so many years of not having anything that worked, as soon as he started enteral therapy, he also started putting on weight, and he's a big kid. He's tall, and you know, it was a big deal for him. He was a football player, and he couldn't keep weight on. He was 40 pounds underweight. So not only did it make him feel better, but it also helped him gain weight and have confidence and just being nourished. I mean, I think a big thing of Crohn's is always trying to get enough calories in our kids and making sure that they're nourished and they don't feel good, they don't want to eat, nothing tastes good, or if they do, you know, they spend the entire time going to the bathroom. So to have something that also fed him at the same time as helps get his Crohn's in remission, he chooses. And we are even, you know, we're talking, he's heading off to college, and is this something he still wants to continue? And he's having a hard time thinking about doing anything else because it's been such a success, and he wants to take it to college with him.
That's so great. And I think you raise an important point that it's, you know, not a therapy, as with any Crohn's disease or inflammatory bowel disease therapy, it's not a therapy that works 100% of the time, but when it works, you know, we really see amazing outcomes. And, you know, I'm also interested just to know what drew you to enteral nutritional therapy and what made you and your family interested in pursuing it for your sons.
Well, we had heard about it at another hospital before we came to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So when we did move to this area, we came in asking. But the big thing is just we already were clean eating, following all of these. My husband has IBS, so, you know, we were doing all of the right things for diet. But we couldn't keep our kids fed. We couldn't keep them nourished. And watching our kids melt away, it was a really big deal for us to figure out how to have our kids eat and be healthy at the same time as treating their disease. And as I said, he just didn't respond to any of the big drugs. And we were getting to the point of being desperate. We were running through all of these drugs, and he was building up antibodies to all of them. So we thought, well, if his body doesn't like the drugs, maybe his body will like nutrition. And we were really excited to be able to find something that was, again, feeding him and treating him.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much, Kimberly. That was very useful information. It was great to have you join us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode in the podcast series on maintaining healthy nutrition in pediatric IBD patients. For more information, please go to www.gikids.org. I'm Dr. Lindsay Albenberg.